It's time now for this week's alumni interview. And we talk with Louis Brown. Louis is a former national officer. He served from 91 to 92. He is now an attorney in California and chairman of the California FFA board. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to join us, Louis.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and of course, how you first came to be a part of FFA.
Well, I grew up in Hanford, California, and just like a lot of young people growing up in that rural community at the time, was very involved in 4-H when I was young. Started that in the fourth grade, but it seemed to be just the rite of passage that when you went from elementary school to high school that you transitioned into the FFA. There were a number of students that did both, but when I joined Hanford High School as a freshman, that's when I first took my ag education class and joined FFA.
You were elected Western Region Vice President and served again from 91 to 92. Were there any special moments during that time or anything during your time in FFA that really stand out to you looking back?
Oh, there were a number of moments throughout my FFA career. You know, even when I was first elected just to a regional office for the San Joaquin region in FFA, at that time I was just a junior in high school. It was one of the first offices I'd really run for, and you know, for a kid from Hanford to be elected to the San Joaquin region was a big deal. And then it just kind of kept going from there to be elected vice president of the California FFA just a couple of years after that. And then, like you mentioned, to be a national FFA officer. I was the first national FFA officer from our chapter in well over 30 years, and one of the first ones from California in quite some time. But I can still remember sitting there the last day of the convention with all the candidates, and my name was the first one called. And that was something that I'll never forget. I still have the picture of me jumping when my name was called. I don't know that I've ever jumped higher, especially in a corduroy jacket. But there are just a number of moments that I know I was part of, and I know that impacted others. And I think that's what's really important. As I really look back on what I was able to do in FFA, the ability that I had to impact others, and I still get that from time to time. I see people around the country, I see people around the state, and when they know that I'm an FFA, a past FFA officer, I still have people that come up and go, you know what, you were the first national FFA officer I met, or you were the first state FFA officer I met. And those continue to be wow moments for me.
So how important do you think it is to be accessible and approachable like that, at least in terms of being able to spread the word about FFA and, of course, advocate for agriculture?
Well, I tell officers, young officers that are either running for office or have just recently been elected, either from the national perspective or state or even regional officers, that that's their number one job. Their number one job is to be accessible. Their number one job is to reach out to as many people as possible, because they will never know the number of people that they impact, the number of people that just by saying hi, the number of people that just coming up and giving some small tidbit or fact about agriculture will change their perspective about the industry. And so it's absolutely critical. The number of individuals and business leaders and political leaders that FFA members run into, they have the ability to change people's minds about ag education, about agriculture, and everyone needs to take that as a huge responsibility, and I know many do.
Louis, you still call California home, of course, working hard to represent the state both as a practicing attorney and as chair of the California FFA Foundation Board. Tell us a little bit about what the board is, what you do for them, and of course, any projects that you guys may be working on now.
Well, the California FFA Foundation Board is a group of mainly former FFA members, but not all of us, but individuals that want to create partnerships with industry to help the California FFA continue to prosper, grow, and provide opportunities for young people well into the future. And so what we do now is we go out and we make contacts, we make relationships with corporations, with ag interests, with former FFA members, and educate them about what FFA has done and what we can do if we continue to raise money if we continue to create new partnerships that will allow for us to expand, allow for us to create new programs, allow for us to reach more young people, that will give us the opportunity, give the FFA the opportunity to instill leadership skills, instill that background in agriculture, and that, the opportunity to move forward and reach more people about what this industry does and what we can do for young people. So it's been an exciting time for the FFA Foundation in California. We've created some fantastic partnerships just over the past couple years, and we've really got some new momentum going that I think is going to be positive for the association.
Now, I understand you've also been doing some work recently on grant programs for more ag education in California. Can you talk a bit about those efforts?
Oh, yes. We had our governor in the state of California, Governor Brown, cut $4.1 million from the state budget that principally funds incentive grants for ag education. These are state monies that are matched at the local level, and people apply for if they can exceed the basic standards of most programs. And so these are truly incentive-based monies. The governor cut those because he believes that the other funding formulas that he's created in California will continue to allow that opportunity. We don't necessarily agree with him, so we've been making a lot of noise. California legislature just celebrated Ag Day. We had nearly 2,000 FFA members from all around the state here on the steps of the state capitol. They were yelling, "Save FFA." We had over 20 legislators come out on the state capitol steps expressing their support for the organization FFA. And so we've got great momentum because it just shows the strength of support that we have throughout the entire state for California FFA. You can follow us on Twitter at California FFA. We've been using the hashtag Save FFA to try to get the word out and spread the news. You can also find us on Facebook. So what we ask for people is to spread the word. And so I'm pretty optimistic right now. I know that we have still a huge challenge ahead of us, but the support that we've received from the industry, the support that we've received from alumni, the support that we received from teachers and students has just been absolutely amazing. And I'm really hopeful that the outcome is going to be successful for us.
So, Louis, as we wrap things up here, do you have any suggestions that you'd like to pass along to up-and-coming FFA members so they can get the most from their involvement?
I think it's really simple. I don't think there's any one activity that any individual needs to do to get the most out of FFA. I think they just have to enjoy every day of it. I was talking to a local chamber of commerce that was giving scholarships to FFA students just a couple weeks ago. And I was telling the students about everything they do in FFA and ag education every day helps enhance their future ability to be a professional, their future ability to do whatever they want. I took it back to the first time that I gave reasons in a livestock judging contest. And now I had no idea the skill that was helping me develop. But livestock judging and livestock reasons help create critical thinking, help create a skill that not a lot of young people can receive anywhere but FFA. And so without even knowing it, just showing up in class, without even knowing it, just going to the opening and closing contest, participating in livestock judging, participating in parliamentary procedure, all seems trivial almost now to most FFA students. But the lessons that they're learning from those activities every day just provide one more piece that will make them that much more successful in the future.
Well, Louis, thank you so much for being our guest today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Well, again, that was Louis Brown. He is a former national FFA officer, now an attorney in the Golden State and chairman of the California FFA Foundation Board. We certainly appreciate him taking the time to join us.